This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Order of Mercy, defending the faith throughout the world, willing to give up our own selves for others whose faith is in danger. Go to orderofmercy.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This is a very difficult week because it's a beautiful week. There's so many feasts we have. We have the Feast of Candlemas. I think that was the day of the storm. You know, the Wednesday of the storm. And that was Candlemas, Candelaria, and where we bless the candles that we will use in church as well as take home. And I will mention this now. We have a whole bunch of candles over here for your offering for your home use. Now, these are candles, what's left now of the candles, the blessed candles that we have used during the course of the year for our ceremonies. And these are the remainders of those, the candles that we can't use anymore, but, you know, they're good candles. And these are a little longer. They can't stand up by themselves. But every Catholic home really needs a candle or two in their house. And this is part of what it means to be Catholic. That'll be my sermon will be about. But we need to, when there's a storm or when there's a moment of prayer in the family, you light the candle. And that candle then stands in itself and it's burning as the symbol of Jesus Christ, right there among you, among us. So every Catholic family should have candles in their home, blessed candles, as well as holy water. Now, as I said, this is quite a week because we bless candles and then we bless throats the next day. This is a great opportunity to speak of what we call sacramentals. Because all of these things, candles, vigil lights, throat blessings with candles, holy water, blessed salt, medals, scapulars, rosaries, holy cards, statues, paintings, vigil lights, processions, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, novenas, stations of the cross, litanies, these are all called sacramentals. Now, sacramental is different from a sacrament. A sacrament like baptism and confirmation, we all remember from our catechism days, a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. In other words, a sacrament is powerful in itself. It accomplishes exactly what it shows, what it signifies. So the priest or the person says the words or does the action, and God works his wonders in the person's soul almost no matter what. That's why babies can be baptized without having a degree in theology. Because God wants us to know that he can transform us when he wants to. And even sleeping or crying babies, their souls are transformed by the power of God in a sacrament. But on the other hand, a sacramental is something that we wear or use or pray to remind us of God's presence with us and in us. It's an actual prayer to God. The strength of a sacramental pretty much depends upon the strength of the prayer of the person who's praying it while they use the sacramental. Say, for instance, holy water. My Aunt Mary, God rest her soul, every time there was a storm, she would take the holy water and she would walk through the house and sprinkle the holy water and bless the house, and she would ask our Lord and the Virgin Mary and the saints and her dear mother in heaven to protect that house from all harm during the storm. Now, she could have left the holy water in the kitchen in a jar and just hope for the best, thinking that, well, she had holy water in the house, why should she do any more? But she knew that somehow the efficacy, the strength of the holy water came also from her actual prayerful sprinkling. Yes, that water, because it was blessed and somehow belonged to God, was somehow present to that water. It was holy water. But she also needed to use that holy water in her own personal prayer, which involved her walking through the house and blessing the house and sprinkling and praying. So we Catholics pray in so many ways. We pray with holy water. We pray with candles. We pray using our minds and our words and our lips. But we also use our bodies, our hands, and our elbows, And then make our arms to make a cross over ourselves to remind us how we live under the cross. Our knees bend in genuflection to remind us how powerless we are before the all-powerful God. We use beautiful smelling incense to place us in His sweet presence. Even all this marble up here in the sanctuary and the beautiful altar and the architecture in this church, it's a sacramental for us to use to help us to pray. You could actually say that the Catholic Mass is not only a sacrament where the bread and wine become the body of Christ in this actual but unbloody sacrifice on the cross, but you could say that the rest of the Mass is a sacramental where every ritual movement of the priest, every chant, every vestment, every sign of the cross, every genuflection, every reading, every psalm, and every minister, even the lowly altar server, is a sacramental. Not that low, I'm only kidding. But everybody and everything in the Mass is a sacramental whereby we are encouraged to pray and so surely reminded of how incredibly God comes to us and helps us to go to God. Did you ever wonder why it's our churches, the Catholic churches, that are always so beautiful? Did you ever wonder why the Catholic religion is the home of Michelangelo and Raphael and Da Vinci and Bernini? It's not because they were Italian and Italians are Catholic and as if there were some really talented guys looking for a job and some bishop or a cardinal or a pope says, what do you think you guys can do with my walls? No. It's because our Catholic faith understands that art and beauty and things from God's creation help remind us of God. And in a certain mystical sense, we use God's created material things as a sort of a conduit for the grace of God. Now, with the so-called Christians, they don't believe in any of this because they say that beauty is a distraction rather than contains the presence of God. They say it's a distraction. It's a false god, an idol. They do not use ceremonies. They do not use sacramentals, statues, beautiful paintings, or beautiful music, or beautiful architecture to give glory to God and remind us of Him and help us worship. They simply have a bare-bones praise God worship that consists of words and only words. The Bible, the sermon, the song. Again, the Bible, the sermon, and the song. And this they do in a simple building that is usually no more sacred-looking than a VFW hall. Because they believe that anything more than this, plainness, words, is forbidden by God. Did you ever see a non-Catholic cemetery wonder why there are no crosses? What have they got against the cross? And probably most of the people buried in most non-Catholic cemeteries are Christians. And think, what's so awful about the cross? Now, I'm not trying to offend them. Of course, there is a place for simplicity in our religious life. But exquisite beauty and the use of things, wax, candles, salt, water, is not wrong. It is not idolatry, but it actually helps lead us to God by means of that which He created. And really, what we have, when you think about it, is pretty simple, particularly the sacramentals. What could be more basic and homespun than the blessing of water when we bless houses? And that's another thing we should be doing, having our houses blessed. Where we mix salt into the water and say our prayers and ask God to preserve us as salt preserves us from the devil, to revivify us as water revivifies us. What could be more beautiful than using candles that are made of the wax that comes from bees? They're actually beeswax candles. Think of it. Millions of bees in hundreds of thousands of hives on thousands of farms right now are producing the wax that will be used as candles in our churches to symbolize the light that comes from Christ. And there are still nomads in Saudi Arabia leading their camels and their donkeys from tree to tree collecting the sap that will become frankincense, a smoky and fragrant accompaniment to our prayers, ascending to heaven. Even our wooden statues and our marble sanctuary make use of God's forests and His stony mountains to bring us to Him and Him to us. Now, where do we get all this? Well, the teaching model for our use of sacramentals, as well as art, is the incarnation of the Son of God. We reflect on the fact that God sent his only Son to take on visible human flesh so that as we see Jesus, we therefore see God. When you look at Jesus, you are looking at God. Therefore, God's creation in the human nature of Jesus and in the rest of the material world leads us, if we use it correctly and use our heads and our hearts, these material things, including the flesh and blood of Jesus, lead us back to the Creator. It's that simple. It's that beautiful. And it's that Catholic. So I encourage everyone to make use of sacramentals. Wear your scapulars, wear your medals, say your rosaries. When we have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament in church here at San Odilo, be here. And then take that blessing home. And the walls in your homes need crucifixes and pictures of the Blessed Virgin Mary, little statues on dressers, prayer plaques on the walls. Let everyone at home know that God lives there too. And be sure that there are blessed candles and holy water in your homes. And light those candles and sprinkle that holy water. It's not good luck. It is God. And it's good praying. And because you have prayed, whether by words or by signs, God will answer your prayers. And God will be brought closer to you, and you will be brought closer to God through your use of the sacramentals. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.